This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dave Leventhal, our Washington insider and senior editor at Notice, is with us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. This is usually not something we would talk about, Dave, but there's a mega deal brewing for Warner Brothers Discovery and HBO. Paramount Skydance is now bidding against Netflix in a hostile takeover attempt, and President Trump could be in the middle of this.
He very much could be in the middle of this, Susan. And yes, we don't talk about this normally, but we're talking about it a whole heck of a lot more these days because the president, not just in this situation, but in many situations over the course of this year, has inserted himself directly and personally into the affairs of private companies. And of course, the government is always involved to some degree with major acquisitions and different types of business regulatory processes. But we've never really seen anything quite like this at the executive White House level. So yes, Donald Trump has said that he absolutely intends to be involved in this process. His exact quote is, quote, "I'll be involved in it." So we'll take him at his word in regards to that. But this is something, too, that has some major political overtones or undertones. Take your pick. In particular, Paramount, which is another bidder in this process. One of its main backers is the billionaire Larry Ellison. And Larry Ellison is extremely close to Donald Trump. He's also somebody who is a major backer of the TikTok deal, if you remember that from a few weeks ago, which Donald Trump himself brokered to unravel TikTok from its Chinese parent companies. So a lot of drama on the economic and business front here coming out of the White House, in addition to all the other things that we've got going on.
Yeah, I mean, really a lot. And this is one of those things where you really feel like you're putting the regulators to the test of what is and isn't a monopoly and where you can have a monopoly, Dave, because it's, you know, one thing to talk about it in the sense of, well, you know, okay, there's only one person that provides gas or internet or something like that to where you live. But when you're talking about a streaming platform, and I guess there's like, infinite the amount of people who could exist and provide that service, theoretically, you know, how do you do your job as a regulator?
Well, absolutely. And a regulatory state is set up so that, in essence, they can call balls and strikes and make sure that there are not anti-competitive effects to any decision that's being made, and that our free market economy is allowed to propagate with some reasonable guardrails. But again, Donald Trump has kind of upended or at least changed the game in a major way this year. We saw, for example, the United States at Donald Trump's direction earlier this year make a significant billions of dollars investment into the computer chip maker Intel. There's been talk from the White House about the possibility of the United States creating a sovereign wealth fund where the taxpayers ostensibly would be investing, the government would be investing in private industry in a way that we have not seen before. And we throw the terms around like communism and socialism all the time. I mean, read the traditional definitions of that and apply that to what we've got going on in the United States. A lot of people are scratching their heads here in Washington, D.C. and saying, is this really the free market economy as we know it? Is this capitalism as we would traditionally expect it during the, you know, years of yore, the 1980s and 1990s? And sometimes the answer is no, this is something different. This is quite a different animal.
Well, shifting gears here, there is a second strike on a drug boat off Venezuela from September and a big push to release this video. But will it happen?
There's a decent chance that it will be. And already we have lawmakers who have seen this video. This is the quote unquote double tap video where the U.S. military had struck a boat that was believed that it was carrying drugs. The boat was destroyed, but there were two survivors. And then the two survivors, as they were clinging to the wreckage, were killed at the same time, too. The Trump administration has argued that this was an absolutely legitimate use of force, that they posed a danger to U.S. interests. Detractors, mostly Democrats, have said that is crazy and that basically the United States conducted an extrajudicial killing of two people who were survivors and that violated the rules of war. So those are the two bookends of the argument that we have right now. The wrinkle here is that both Republicans and Democrats in Congress, Susan, have said we want to know more. And they are skeptical that this is a situation where the public and certainly lawmakers are getting all the information from Pete Hegseth, the Department of Defense Secretary, Department of War under Donald Trump. And there are going to be questions and likely hearings that are going to come about, up to and including a potential subpoena of information. So this is very different than what we are normally expecting from Congress during the second term of Donald Trump.
Okay, interesting. Hey, Dave, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Dave Leventhal joining us with Notice right now, and you can find all of his work there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.